Today, our part two series of what the Torah means when it's called the Mashal HaKadmoni. Last night, we had the schus to be able to do it from the lens of Rav Lazer Gelzer, the Rosh Hashiva of Or Yisrael in Lakewood, Zechar Tzadik Kadosh Levracha. Tonight, what I would like to do is be able to look at it in the lens of Rav Shechter and Rav Soloveitchik. What is Torah, and how do we look, and how should we perceive what it is exactly is? In the very short few minutes that we have, we're able to prepare ourselves for the Matan Torah, learn Shabbos Chus for Shem from Mordechai Yaakov Yudah ben Rivka Pesor Shachar Yisrael. Rav Shechter writes, and it's beautifully put together in his Sefer Rav Shechter on the Parsha by Dr. Alan Weissman. I highly, highly recommend all his firm. Incredible works from Rav Shechter put into English. Rav Shechter notes, his Gemara tells us that on Sanhedrin, and Daf Ayin Af Amanaf, the three different brises, that the three different Tanaim teach, that have never happened and will never happen. The Ben Sohar Mora, the rebellious son, the Arni Dachas, the idolatrous city, and the Bayis Manuga. So the Maisa, at the end of the Gemara says, why do you bring up these three things if they're never going to happen? The Gemara says, Dorosh V'Kibol Sachar, you can expound them and receive reward. But Rav Shechter says this reason is very difficult. Isn't there enough Torah for which to receive the reward for its study? Even without the few blot of Gemara that deal with these three mitzvahs, they're not practical. They're not practical. If mitzvah is all about things to do and not do, why are they in the Torah if they're never going to be? They've never worn. They never were going to come. So Rav Shechter quotes from the Baal Tanya. Really, Rav Soloveitchik quoted from the Baal Tanya. But we know that Rav Soloveitchik loved mamash the Tanya. And the Tanya writes in Perek Dalet and specifically Perek Hey, which we're gonna note right now. He says something incredible. Says the Baal Tanya, that the Torah is the Ribbono Shalom. Mikol Malchum Me'achas Shekach Ola Bertzon Mechachmaso Shacharish Baruch Hu Shim Yiton Ze Kach Veze Kach Ya Psach Kach. When we go on this way and that, we're not sure which way to go, and we understand that Psach. Kalocha Rucha the Mishnah Gemara Poskim. You understand Halacha and Mishnah Gemara Poskim and Halacha. Harizim Masiv V'Soifes U'Makiv B'Sichlo Ritzon Mechachmaso Shacharish Baruch Hu. What happens? You're tapping into the intellect, to the will and wisdom of the Chadosh Baruch Hu, whom no thought can grasp. Says the Baal HaTanya, Torah is not just something; is not a factual book. Torah is the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's godliness itself. It's a description of the Creator. And Rav Soloveitchik, after Rav Shechter quotes, the Rav felt, when he felt and he understood a new halacha, and when he felt something in Torah, he understood a new insight in Torah, he came into the presence mamish of Hashem. This, the Rav felt, should lead the student to Torah, of someone who learned that piece of new Torah, to melt into insignificance, to be overcome by a profound sense of humility, never arrogance. Sometimes we know what people take their Torah for the wrong sins and they use it. Torah, the more Torah we learn, right? But Malcolm Galusa Shomtan Adam and Masanuso. In the times where we find our greatness, that's after the place where we have to be the most humble. And when the Rav felt he understood something in Torah, his whole perspective, he felt like he was coming in with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Like they said, my friends were in Rav David Woolley Shir in DRS. So Rav David Woolley would say, oh, the Rush is here, the Ramam's here. The Rosh and the Rambam weren't just people in a book. They were alive. When Rav Soloveitchik was quoting the Rambam was alive. Right? They say, the story goes, that Rav Soloveitchik, I think, was speaking at one of these Maimonides conferences somewhere, and they were talking about the historical, this and that. And for all these people there, they were talking about Maimonides. It was just a book. But for Rav Soloveitchik, he's alive. He's with me. And this is something that the Rav Shechter even quotes from the Ramban. The Ramban says, when the Zohar quotes the Zohar from the Hakdamah to all of Torah, and he says that the whole Torah is Shmo Shav Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah is the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's the names of Hashem. And he quotes, they say, you see Nefesh HaChayim Perek Dal, which talks all about that. But he says that Kadosh Baruch Hu simplified himself into the Torah. And we know at the end of the day that Kadosh Baruch Hu Chai Yisrael and the Torah Chadhu. But he says something deeper. He then there and go on and says, if you look at that pasuk in Shmuel Aleph Perchav Dalet pasuk Yudalet, the pasuk says Kasha Yom Mashal Kadmoini. Rashi says, what's the Mashal Kadmoini? It's a reference to the Torah itself. Thus said Rav Shechter, the meaning of the pasuk in Shmuel is that the Torah taught us itself. The Kadosh Baruch Hu brought it to His hand. The Kadosh Baruch Hu brought the Torah to man. And Rav Shechter goes on, and this is where this really hits in. This is it. This is the whole Indian for tonight. He quotes the Chavetz Chaim in Shem Olam and Perek Aleph Yud Beis. I'm trying to read it in English because it's so beautiful. The Chavetz Chaim explains that this not only means that the Torah is the divine mashal authored by Hashem, but it is actually a mashal of Hashem. The Torah is a mashal of Hashem. Last night, Rav Eliezer Gelitzhaler said the mashal is the Torah and the nimshal is Klal Yisrael. The mashal and the nimshal, according to Chavetz Chaim, is the Ribbono Shel Olam. The mashal and the nimshal are the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. The Chavetz Chaim likens the Torah to a photograph of the king. Even if one has never actually seen the king himself, he is able to recognize the king when he meets him based on the photograph. In the Torah, Hashem gave us, quote unquote, a mashal of a mashal of a mashal, of a representation of an image of what godliness is, of what Elokus is about, so we may at least begin to understand what godliness is, what Elokus is itself. For the Maisa, words of Shachter, wrote what Rav Soloveitchik is saying here. He's saying at the end of the day, the Torah is the Ribbono Shel Olam. And this is not just found in Rishonim, this is found in Hasidic work as well. If you look at Yoshe Divrei Emes, Yoshe Divrei Emes, one of the classic earlier Hasidic works, Rav Shlomo Feibish, Mizibrio, beautiful, beautiful Sefer. And he says in Perek Gimel, in the beginning of the Sefer, he says, you want to know how to be davak to the Ribbono Shel Olam? V'nasom lano Torah so la'agoso ba'lishma, li'os davak ba'Hashem Yisparach, shunelem b'soraso. You want to be davak to Hashem? Be davak to Him in your Torah thoughts. He hides Himself, who's hidden in the Torah. When you open a Mishnah, you might not sure why that Mishnah of a Basra, of a Kama, or Negam, what does that have to do with anything? Was there a Ribbono Shel Olam? At the end of the day, it's Kadosh Baruch Hu Himself. It's like the Ramban says, the whole entire Torah, it all adds up to the names of Kadosh Baruch Hu. But for us to be able to realize, when we learn Torah, it's not just about getting the facts down. It's understanding we're coming into the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himself. I think what Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Shechter are both saying here is that when we daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we talk to Hashem, but when we learn Torah, and we really learn Torah, not just for factual facts and for intellectual gymnastics, but we're learning Torah because we feel connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is Torah. That is HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to us. And that was the whole inyan Rav Shechter was saying by the Baal Tanya. When a person comes into, you start to understand something, you come into you're feeling the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. Matter of Rav Soloveitchik understood something new in Torah. He felt humbled. And the Ramban says the Torah is the Shmos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Zohar, the Chafetz Chaim says it's the Mashal of Hashem. It's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamash. And this is the Yoshe Divrei Emes. Yoshe Divrei Emes says, you want to be davar to Hashem, make sure to always be thinking in this Torah. They say a Maisa from Rav Moshe, the same Maisa of the Lubavitch Rebbe. The students in the Hasidim used to see Rav Moshe and the Lubavitch Rebbe used to be walking around the streets of New York, and they always be murmuring, always be talking. And one of the Hasidim, they asked him, what's going on over here? And the Rebbe and Rav Moshe both said the same answer. He says, you know, the pasuk says, "Ubalechtecha baderech." When you're on your way, you should be toiling in Torah. Dibar to bum. Bum, I think the Gra says, bum is the Rashi Tevos for Bereishis, Torah Shebichtav, and Mem is Memesai, and Torah Shebalpeh. Vidibar Tabav means, that wherever you go, you're thinking in Torah. And they said from the Rebbe also, the Rebbe wasn't always in Torah, sometimes it would be in Tehillim as well. But to be able to understand, to be Davak to Hashem means to be Davak in His Torah. And when we walk in our ways, and we go in the world, we're thinking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in His Torah. Rav Shor Shlita, he said last year to my friends, and to my Morad Asir, Rabbi Goldberg Shlita, Rabbi Maskot Shlita, they told, Rav Shor said that, unfortunately, a few years ago, he fell. And he said he had a long walk home on Shabbos. He said he was in tremendous, tremendous pain. And Rav Shor said the only way he got home, that he was chazering daf beis of brachas over and over again. Right? This thing got out about doing daf beis every single day. And I'm not sure how many more people, I was on the train for a while, not there yet. But Rav Shor said his whole essence is one of Torah. That he wasn't able to, physically he was done. He could barely move. No one was with him. It was an icy night in New York. Icy Lel Shabbos in New York. And the only way he got home was he was davar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us. And not only should we understand Torah, but the Torah should redefine us. The Torah should make us better. As Rabbi Goldberg likes to quote from the Nefesh HaChaim, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Umichsharto, it kashes us. It makes us a more kosher person. It cleans out, right? When you talk about kashering a kitchen, it cleans out all the tumah. It makes us more pure. It makes us more holy. Because when you come into the essence of Torah, says the Ruach HaChaim, Ruach HaVelajner, you're coming into the essence of the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. This is the whole Yisod of Rav Shechter, of Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Shechter, and even quotes the Baal Tanya, and the Ramban, and the Chavetz Chaim. When you learn Torah, you're coming into the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. What greater way to be able to prepare ourselves for Yontif by learning in the Torah? By learning Torah, that is the ultimate way to be able to get ready for the Yontif, HaBalein, and the Tovish, Mizochim, and Hashem, to to learn Torah, to learn, live Torah, and to love Torah, and to really make sure. And when we learn Torah, it's not all just about the facts from in our head, but it penetrates into our hearts. We become holier and different and connected and inspired Jews. Ezra Hashem Yisparach, wishing everyone a good and shlosh gemar abala shkoch.